ADW4CBA Mobile.
ADW Mobile. How you doing, Dave?
Well, right at this moment, I'm trying to keep it between the ditches. How are you?
Good. Just finished up another day of work and heading downtown.
You live downtown, or are you going to something down there?
Down in Malden, and on Wednesday night I go downtown for an experimental computing group that we do every Wednesday night.
I got the experimental. What was the rest of it?
Malden. I don't live downtown. Downtown is where the group meets.
Okay. Well, I got that part. You said something about something experimental, something, and I didn't get the last two words.
The club that we do, experimental computing and electronics and wireless and game development, depends on what comes up. Experimental technology.
So, are you involved in any AI?
Doing an AI project on the side. Tonight is supposed to be video game development, but yeah, I am involved in some of that.
It's kind of fascinating. I remember the first AI commercial I saw on TV, and I can't remember what it was, if it was insurance or what, but it was a little boy, and then or a little girl, then it went to a little boy, and then it went back to the girl. And you could tell they were AI, but, they did a pretty good job with it.
I've not gotten into AI graphics and video and things like that. It's just AI computation and stuff, language models and things.
Totally out of my realm, or my wheelhouse, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know, it's just fascinating to me, but, I remember watching a movie, and it was, I can't remember the name of it, but it had the guy got in the car, and he expected a driver, and it didn't have a driver. And so when it got to wherever he wanted to go, he put a couple of rounds in the screen. So I don't know if that hurt it or not, but anyway, it was kind of funny. But yeah, he was scared. He didn't like it because nobody was driving.
I've heard of that. There's a lot of several cities that are experimenting with that. Tesla is working on its robo-taxi, which is basically going to be an Uber, but there's no driver.
Count me out on that. I want somebody in the seat, touching the steering wheel, hitting the brakes, the gas, all that. But anyway, but that's just me. I'm old. Let's see if I got the repeater. Well, I'm here at East North and Howell Road, which is when I get to the intersection, it'll become Haywood Road. And headed to play some tennis tonight.
Okay, cool. I'm going under the bridge in the space section right now, so I'll just kind of talk about that thing for just a minute. No, concerning the automated taxi service, you're not old, you're smart. There still needs to be a human making the ultimate decision. Because, for example, airplanes they're able to completely fly themselves now, the advanced jets and stuff, and ALS and things like that, ILS things. but they need pilots for when things don't go right. If everything goes right, an airplane can fly itself, but it rarely goes right every time.
I watch a lot of the air disasters shows, and I think they've come out with some new ones I haven't seen yet, but which are years old. Planes basically fly themselves; they can take off and land. You know, if you want to, as long as they've got something to follow, a beacon. You know, they can do ILS landings, and it's just fascinating.
And a lot of that stuff, that's not AI, that's just good systems and redundant systems as well. So planes have theoretically been able to fly themselves autonomously for years, but rarely does a flight go 100% correct, and that's why you still need a pilot.
Talk about that on the show, the fact that pilots are getting so used to the automation, and that they actually get to the point where they don't know how to fly the plane manually. And so they had to kind of back up and say, okay, they need to know at least the basics of how to fly this airplane, and for some of them, the basics are far beyond just, three or four things. And so, it's just fascinating, to learn. Sometimes planes crash because they have the wrong button pushed in or not pushed in or stuff like that. It's just I don't know. To me, it's a little too automated.
I agree. I worked with a guy who was a former Boeing pilot, and he would occasionally, before that directive, switch off as many automated systems as he was allowed to and fly the plane manually so he wouldn't lose those skills. And so he was very aware of how the automation was eroding his skill as a pilot. And so he would practice without the automation, as much of the automation as they would allow him to turn off, and so he could keep his skills.
I've always wanted to learn to fly. That's just been one of my things that I've always wanted to do, but it's expensive, and I remember our daughter talked about, wanting to be a pilot, and I think when she was 14, when she turned 14 for her birthday, we paid for her first lesson, and so when she got back, we said, "Well, how'd you like it?" She goes, "I wanted to get faster." I think she wanted to be in a jet, going Mach 3 or something.
You can do to indulge yourself is the flight schools have something. You can call them up and ask about a discovery flight, and then it's like $250, and you get an hour of instruction, and then you get the plane, and you can take off, you fly, the instructor handles all the tower communications and the navigation, and the landing. But you fly, you can take off if you want to, and then he'll just tell you, turn to 270 and climb to 3,500 feet, and, you'll do that. And he'll say, okay, descend to 2,500 and turn to 350, and you get about a 45-minute flight, and I did it. It was fantastic. It was so much fun. If you ever have wanted to fly, I highly recommend taking a Discovery flight.
CBA Mobile. So, is that something that you can do at the downtown airport, or do you have to go elsewhere?
No, I did it at the downtown airport. I think the school is called Greenville Aviation. You can just look them up online, and I think they even have it on their website, Discovery Flight. It is very well worth it, just so you can go and say, I flew a plane, and you know what it's like.
I've had some good plane demos on my computer, but of course, you know, it's nothing like actually flying, but the graphics were just unbelievably vivid. It was just like you were sitting in the cockpit, and I was flying jets and taking off and landing on an aircraft carrier, and of course if you crash, big deal. I mean, you know, it just restarts and you start over. But I tried all kinds of different things to landing on the aircraft carrier just to see what the plane would do, and it was really interesting. Though it even lets you fly a Harrier, and that was a difficult plane to fly, at least for me it was, but the rest of them, it was a lot of fun. You had enemy targets you could lock on and, you know, fire missiles at. You couldn't see them, but you could see them on your screen. And it was a cool program.
I've heard those home flight simulators have just gone leaps and bounds, and they're absolutely fantastic. But you're right. It's different from actually getting in there and piloting a plane yourself. I like those little Cessna 172s where it's got the wing above on top, because it gives you the best view down below. So if you get a choice, pick the airplane with the wing on top instead of the wing on the bottom.
I was just dragging my feet in case somebody wanted to jump in. I can see how that would be something that you would, especially, you know, if you wanted to look around a good bit. I think I would like to have the wing, you know, over my head instead of having to try to see around it. And, especially if you're, like, coming up on an airport and you got to do a 90-degree turn or something, and and you need to be looking to your left or right, and the wing's in the way. you can't see the airport from the wing.
It's the practicality of it, and there's also just, I think the views make it worth it too, because you can just see all around you. So I would seriously, if I were you, indulge yourself in that. Christmas present or Father's Day present, birthday present, something like that.
Well, I'm basically getting, my birthday is December 28th, so, but I do get separate Christmas and birthday gifts, at least since I got married. but I'm getting a recording studio for this Christmas and birthday combined, because it's going to cost a good bit of money. And it's not going to be like, you know, top-notch, top-drawer kind of thing. It's not going to be soundproofed or anything. Things and, you know, do stuff like that. And both of my daughters sing, my son-in-law sings, they play instruments and all that. So, you know, it's just, it's just going to be something that we do as a family and just have fun with it.
It's like a blast, because don't you have a singing group as well as your tennis?
I used to, you know, because I was in the music, the music ministry for over 40 years, so, and I've had several praise bands, you know, within the church. Sometimes it was a group of us that got together. Maybe one was a church member and the rest of them weren't. They went to different churches. And we would, we would meet and practice. And we got some bookings, different places. Never really made any money, but that wasn't really the reason we got together. Just more for the fun of it. And it was a lot of fun. And we played it downtown. I forget what they called it. If it was Fall for Greenville, I guess it was Fall for Greenville. And the main reason we got the gig was because they needed a sound system at this particular place, and we had a nice sound system, so that's why they asked us to be there.
I got to run. I'm about to pull into a parking garage, and I'm going to lose the repeater. So, good talking to you again. Hope you're almost to your destination. And KO4ZEW, clear on your final.
Well, the transmission before that, I hit my reverse button, and I can hear you on the input frequency. Super clear. In fact, the signal's better than it is into the repeater. But anywho, I just pulled in the parking lot, so I'm gonna find me a spot too. But good to talk to you, and I hope you have a good rest of the week. But I'll talk to you later. 73 KB4CBA.
CBA, KF4NXY. Just want to speak to you right quick before you go.
Hey, well, what are you doing down there, and where do you live in, Anderson? No, that's not right. Piedmont? No, I can't remember.
Halfway between Possum Kingdom and Buzzard Roost.
Not near Sugar Ted or Due West.
Sounds as well. Got a Honey Path address, but really I'm about 35 miles from any big city.
Would be my, my ultimate thing, to be able to find a place and an acre or two of land and, you know, be able to put up a tower and put up whatever I wanted and not have the HOA to deal with. That would be the ultimate destination, a permanent destination.
We got right about 6 acres here, and I'm talking to you on the antenna. It's been up on tower for a pretty good while, but got a Mosley. I'm looking to put on the tower. I just got a get all the things in a row. I know a guy's got a bucket truck, and a matter of hiring him for the day and putting the beam together and getting it all up there.
I have a friend of mine that's got a Mosley, and I've seen it up close and personal. And that's one of the antennas I'd like to buy and put up on a tower. Don't you, in your tower, like 100 feet, or am I exaggerating there?
No exaggeration. I know a guy's got a 100-foot tower, but I haven't heard him on the air in a while. And there's somebody about 10 air miles from me. He's got quite a nice array up in the air. I don't know who he is either, but Anyway, my tower with the mast coming out the top is about 50 foot.
KB4 CBA. Well, yeah, I had where I used to live about three or four houses ago. Anyway, we lived in Traverse Rest subdivision. No, I'm sorry. We lived on Huntsbridge Road, which is in Berea, and it wasn't a HOA, and I put up it's about a 56-foot tower, counting the mast, and I did not have any HF equipment, antennas at the time, but I had a 15-element Cushcraft 2-meter beam, and man, I tell you, I could hit the repeaters in Columbia like they were next door.
Yeah, that'll do it. I had a pretty decent-sized 2-meter beam, but I just had it on a mast, and one of the guy wires broke, and then the wind blew the whole thing over and bent everything up. So I didn't go back with a good size beam again. What I'm on right now is just an old tram dual bander. That's, you know, just like I say, it's been up there a good while. And first put it up, I talked simplex to somebody down around Augusta, but haven't really tried to do a whole lot of simplex with it lately.
You've been doing okay?
Well, I've been having a host of health problems, which I don't want to sound like some of the old guys on HF, but yeah, in the last 3 years, and I'm not planning on letting them cut on me anymore for a while.
Surgery's overrated. It's just, I've seen my wife go through so many. She has a lot of joint problems through a birth defect that they found, I don't know, 25 years ago, but they couldn't do anything about it. They could have when she was a child, but they didn't find it then. So, anyway. But so she has, she has a lot of joint problems, but I'm still out here playing tennis 6 times a week, and I'm just going to keep doing that until my body says I can't. And then I guess I'll have to back off a little bit and just see where I'm at. But anyway, well, I'm going to run on inside here and get ready. Got a few things to do before I go out the door for the courts. And anyway, they had to get Duke Power out here. They had 5 trucks out here the other night, Monday night. We had no power to any of the lights, outdoor lights. The bubble was lit, so we had our clinic in the bubble. And there's some power inside, but not everything was lit up. The men's bathroom was pitch dark. It was crazy. But anyway, they've just about got that sorted out. They're still working on it. But anyway, we have a good Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you. But anyway, 73s, I'll stick around for your final KB4 CBA.
Yeah, it was really good to get a hold of you. Hadn't spoke to you in like a long, long time. Yeah. You have a good tennis match, if that's what you're fixing to do, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4 and XY.
KO4 PXB.